Hello, Santa Cruz, and welcome to Better by the Minute Live with Becca. My name is Becca Dukes, and my drive in life is to find and celebrate entrepreneurs who are bringing empowerment to individuals, both men and women, and providing tools and resources to break free from the barriers that may be holding them back. And tonight, it is my very special honor. I am like over the moon excited that she accepted my invitation. But I have with us this evening premier business mindset expert, and she focuses on network marketing and direct sales professionals. But what I have found in going through her program is it has helped me to excel and succeed in all areas of life. Now, Deb Erickson's passion is to provide entrepreneurs and their teams a proven system to elevate confidence, step out of their comfort zones, move into business action, and experience massive success. Deb, welcome to Better by the Minute Life with Becca. You have done so much in your short time here on earth. That includes, as a woman, and I'm going to say, you're not super tall.
No, I'm not.
You actually coached men's basketball.
Yep. Yes, I did. I'm only 5'2", or I was 5'2". I bet I'm not even that now. And it doesn't feel like such a short time on earth. But thank you. Thank you for that compliment. And yeah, I actually graduated with an education degree. And my very first job was a men's basketball team that needed rescuing because their coach had had a heart attack. And I stepped in and woo, was that a ride? That was a lot of fun. I had to stand on a chair to look those players in the eye. It was a lot of fun.
Oh my goodness. I'm just visualizing that right now. 5'2", and these guys are like 6 foot plus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're standing on a chair.
I was still looking up, even on a chair.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, you have taken all of your experiences or many of your experiences in life, starting from a child, and you have actually created an institute called the ICANN Institute. Share with us a little bit why you had the drive to create such an amazing institute, a training center. Everything that you put together, I have been so impressed with.
You know, I yes, it does all go back to my early childhood. I was sexually abused as a kid and, you know, was always kind of the odd person out. I was very slow, you know, special education, which just really means I was dyslexic, but nobody knew that at the time. You know, my teachers told my parents I should learn how to sew, you know, because I wasn't very bright, wasn't going to go very far. And, you know, I had so many experiences that caused me to lose confidence and really kind of pull back in. And the one place that I excelled was, you know, on the field or a court. I mean, I could pick up any piece of equipment and, you know, be a superstar. I just had that natural athletic talent. And quite honestly, in high school, I had a high school basketball coach who taught me the power of my mind. What I loved about her was that she helped me put together my physical abilities and really the mental framework of how to believe in myself and elevate my confidence and visualize and use affirmations. You know, at the time that was all called PMA, positive mental attitude. But as I look back, I realized she was really my first neuro trainer. That's really what she was doing. And quite honestly, it was a really dark time for me. And I honestly feel like she probably saved my life. And I remember thinking, you know, someday I want to be a Coach Bowles. That was her name, Coach Bowles to others. And really, it has been my lifelong passion to free a million minds. You know, I want to help people break free. So when you were talking about everything this show is about, I thought, well, it's built for me.
Well, and part of your training, because I started your training for the first time, I think October is going to be 3 years ago.
Wow.
I went through a pilot program with some of my friends, and I'll be honest, there were times I don't remember crying so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was tough.
Yeah.
But the way that you presented it and dug deep allowed us to be able to release, let go, and not just move forward,
right,
but power forward.
Right. Well, there's two ways in the world. There's force and flow. And, you know, actually in the athletic world, in the kind of male model of thinking and being in the world, it's really more on the force side of the equation. So what I noticed when I was coaching that men's basketball team is I had to get in their face, come on, you know? And I was like using all my force, all 5'2" of me, and, you know, get beat red and use my hands and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I had to use that energy to be heard and to be seen. But what I noticed is when I used that kind of energy on, you know, when I was coaching women's teams, they would shrink away, they would run. And it was one of those clues early on in my teaching career where I was like, okay, I need to read the clues, right? Read the room, read the moment, and see when people are needing and leaning into force and when they're not, when they need flow. And flow is really about, it's about love, it's about kindness, it's about ease, right? And so what I've discovered is most people who have a wounded past really shrink away from force kinds of coaching and training. And they really lean into flow, which means when we can love each other and you can learn to love yourself, you can kind of dig in there deep to find those wounds, release the hold that they have on you and choose something new. And so that's really been at the core of the I Can Institute. That's what we do.
And that spoke to me volumes.
Yeah.
Because I had that wounded past.
Right.
And I didn't do well with that yelling in my face type thing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like, okay, now somebody gets in my face, I'm like, excuse me? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, yeah.
Type thing. Where I now know, because of a lot of what I learned through your program, is I am worthy and worth so much more.
Yeah.
That I don't have to accept that anymore.
Right. Right.
And at building that confidence. And I did a lot of, you know, leadership and stuff growing up. Mm-hmm. I was super big into 4-H and citizenship and leadership. At one time I had 17 different projects, you know, and it's just on fire. And then events happened that set me back and took that fire away, and going through your program, relit that flame. And I so appreciate you in what you have done. And because of, you know, a lot of the things that I gained from your program is how I'm able to do this program now without crying through the whole thing. That's key.
That's huge, my dear.
That is. And so many people, whether they realize it or not, can relate to this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So let's take that a step further, because, you know, I named the company I Can Institute because the whole focus here is to create an I Can mindset. Because an I Can mindset is a mindset that you lean into, a mindset that says, yeah, baby, I got this, right? I can do this. It's confidence, it's boldness, it's enthusiasm, it's passion. You're leaning into that energy when you say, I can. And what I always noticed in my own career is anybody who used a positive energy felt magnetic to me. And so what I realized is, you know, yeah, we do all kinds of business mindset training and all of that. And, you know, what does a business owner need, right? They need to create that magnetic energy that is pulling, right, their ideal customers to them. And so, you know, the more you are coming from that I can mindset instead of the I can't mindset, the more you are going to be, you're going to be that light that harmonizes with the person that is a match for you.
Absolutely. It's like you had briefly mentioned the magnet.
Yeah.
Your energy either repels or attracts.
Yep.
Others.
Right. Right.
And that can be in a good way or a bad way.
Right. Right.
And yeah. And I like that light.
Yeah. 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 You have to think about the fact that every thought you think, every picture you hold, every word you speak, right? Every core belief that is active in your energy, your vibration, that is like a sending station, like a radio station. You know, your mind is really both sides. It sends and receives. And so you are putting out a vibe in the world. And so you have to constantly, every single day, I say, where am I vibing? How am I humming today? What's the energy look like for Deb Erickson, right? Am I rocking it? Am I feeling solid? Am I bold? Am I confident? Am I peaceful? And I call that, right, the green side of the scale, the yes side of the emotional scale. Or am I hesitant, doubtful, judgmental, frustrated, irritated, impatient, right? Fearful, doubtful. Which side am I on? So one side to me is really the red zone, right? That's where you are slowing down or stopping. That's where you are attracting more of that negative energy. Or did you move yourself into that positive green side of the scale? So now you can kind of check in and say, where am I humming? Great. Now I know exactly who I am magnetizing, right? Where the energy is right now. So it's a great awareness.
It is a great awareness. And one thing that I learned is, you know, we need to redirect, but we don't always know what tools there are to help us redirect. Because we can get stuck in a thought, and that thought just continues to stir and turn and get bigger and bigger like a tornado. And you have created an amazing neural tool system that has just been revolutionizing my day. Is any time that I start to go off, and I'll tell you right now, very seldom do I have to use some of those tools to pull me up out of that red zone.
Right, right.
I'm staying in the green zone. I love that.
Good. You know, I'll tell you why I created the neuro tools. I started my professional experience in education. I was coaching and teaching at a public school. And, you know, then I got into business because I had a hard time making ends meet on a teacher's salary. And so I got into business and found I was really good at sales. It was like I had a great energy and I was kind of my Coach Erickson coming out, you know. And it was like, cool, this is really amazing. I tried some network marketing. I was having a blast, doing well. And what I was most frustrated with was the fact that so many people on my team that I had brought on to my team were struggling. They weren't succeeding like I was. And, you know, being the kind of coach I am, I'm like, no, I want everybody to win. And so what I noticed was they needed a little something. So I said, okay, I'm going to start coaching. I would go to the coffee shop and they would make appointments. And there was one day that I got a little bit behind on the appointment. And I looked up from the conversation I was in and there were like five people in line. And in that moment, I was like, uh-oh, this is not going to work. You know, I can't spend all my days coaching and having people line up and all that. It was like, this is not serving anyone. And that's when I decided I need to put some of these tips, these tools, this training, I got to put them on recordings. And so in the old days, you know, we put them on a CD. I recorded it, put it on a CD, gave these CDs to everybody. It was kind of like, okay, you know, in the morning, you listen to this one. And in the afternoon, when your energy's dipping, you can listen to this neuro tool. And then at night. And so what happened was people were just transforming their lives. what I noticed is if people were committed to listening to just two NeuroTools a day, short little audios, right? Their business was growing by sometimes 50 to 100% in a matter of weeks, you know, and it blew me away. And I think that was really the beginning of this journey where I discovered that these tools could be so incredibly, you know, transformative, but they had to be in people's hands. They had to have it like right now. It wasn't good enough to have them wait for an appointment or wait for a meeting. It was kind of like people, when they got stuck, they needed to get unstuck now, today. And that's really how I created the app and created those NeuroTools.
Well, I love it because I'll have people call me in the middle of the night and they're like, Becca, I need help. And they'll text me a little bit about what's going on. And I know exactly which NeuroTool to direct them to.
Yeah.
You've got them on the website. You've got an app that they can get on their cell phone, like you said, in their hands. That is just absolutely incredible.
And I kind of liken it to Becca. Could you imagine if you could be a little voice on somebody's shoulder? How much would they love that to get, you know, Becca wisdom anytime they needed at a push of a button? It's like, I wonder what Becca would say. Oop, push a button to hear Becca. And that's kind of what this is, isn't it? It's like right now, here's a tool to move past this place. And the tools are doing two things. They're helping in the here and now, right? Those are conscious mind tools. So we can disrupt a pattern. But there's also tools for the middle of the night, which is kind of like what you're talking about, where we reprogram the subconscious mind. So we wake up feeling better about ourselves in the morning. So there's both kinds of tools there.
Yeah, it's super. And you've got segments that are short segments for people that just have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
They can choose something that's going to give them that real short burst of what they need. And you even have them for kids.
Yeah.
I love that. It's never too early to train an individual child. Just, it's never too early to start training people to be able to find tools and resources that are going to serve them.
You know, I often wondered how different might my life have been if I'd have had my coach, right? Coach Vols, if I'd have had her in my ear when I was 3, 4, and 5, instead of not really meeting her until I was 17 and 18, you know, how different would things have been if I'd had that kind of confidence early on? So you're exactly right. It is the first 7 years are the most formative years for our mind, for your brain. And so who you think you are and what you think you are capable of, the pros and the cons, those are established in those first 7 years because your brain is so wide open. And every single thought, every single statement somebody said about you, you're a loser, you can't play, you can't spell, girls don't do math, whatever it was, the messages that came in, here's the hard part, they're all stuck in there, right? Like a sponge, your brain is like sucking them all up and they go in the library. And then just when you need them the least, they show up again. So here you are, you're executing a business activity and right there, all of a sudden you can hear that little voice goes, you are such a loser. Why bother? And that's because the voice is there and your doubt in the moment triggered, right? Because it was in vibrational harmony with the negative and hooked you right in. So you're right. It's never too early to start the original programming, and it's never too late to start reprogramming.
Well, I love the fact that this is not just feel good, you know, type stuff. This is neuroscience.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's actually a whole science based on it.
It's neuroscience to action. I always say, because here's the way most of the world does it. You look at your current reality and you say, I don't like this. And then coaches come in and say, well, then do something about it, go into action, massive action. And so what happens is we have this philosophy that says, go straight to action, instead of a philosophy that says, all right, hold on a minute, let's check your belief. Because if you're in massive action with a belief that says, I can't, why bother? It's never going to happen to me. I'm not enough. Nobody wants to be my friend, right? In other words, if you have that negative energy and attitude going on inside your head, but you take more action, well, you're not going to be very happy with results, are you?
No, because your action is going in that same direction that your thoughts are.
Absolutely.
And you might have some success. You might have some people that want to, you know, be on board with you. But one thing that I found in my business, I don't want everybody to be my business partner.
Yeah.
I have my avatar, which I learned also from your program, of being able to really sit down and figure out, okay, who is it that I want to work with? Mm-hmm. Who am I? Am I somebody that I would want to work with?
Right.
And a part of your program and your training has helped in me find myself.
Yeah. And so, Becca, this is a whole different approach to sales and network marketing, isn't it? Because the world would say every human being alive with a credit card is your customer. And any breathing individual is a potential partner. And in a way, as it's really crazy, because what it's doing is it's throwing this wide net and saying, everybody, chase everybody. But in truth, it's a very lackful thought, because the abundant thought is the exact person I'm looking for, who needs and wants and is ready, willing, and able to buy, to invest, to join, right? I can attract those people because there are hundreds of them, thousands of them. They're everywhere. That's an abundant mindset. And then when you do attract them, you got somebody fun to play with. You don't have, you know, you don't have the whiners and the complainers. You've got those that are showing up that are basically a little Becca, and they're going, yep, let's play.
Well, and one thing that I found is people that I have brought into my business with me in the beginning are now more engaged.
Yeah.
They're getting into it. And I have seen such incredible transformations of people who went from that whiner.
Yeah.
And have grown into leaders and motivators who are just starting to lead their own teams. And that team, for some people, are just the people within their household. Mm-hmm. And being able to be more of a positive light no matter where they're at, which is something that I myself also have been able to do. And I cannot believe that we are already at the end of our first segment, and it is time for a break. Everybody, you are listening to Better by the Minute Live with Becca and my special guest, Deb Erickson with the ICANN Institute. We will be right back, Santa Cruz, on 1080 AM after this message.
Thank you.
back with Better by the Minute Live with Becca. This program is being brought to you by betterbythemintelive.com. Find information about all of my guests, how that you can reach out and get in contact with them and help use their services that they offer to empower yourself and build yourself to be a better and brighter light in your communities. That community can be your family and business. It doesn't matter. You as an individual are empowered to make a difference. And that is one reason why I invited Deb Erickson, who is a master neuro trainer, to join us today in really digging deep and finding what you can do. And you may not know that you need any type of help. I didn't think I needed any help. I buried it all. I didn't need to dig it back up to overcome, but it was those things, like I mentioned last week, that really were keeping me from being able to realize my true self. Now, Deb, welcome back with me. Thank you so much again. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. Can we go a little bit deeper into what are some of the biggest contributors that have created low self-confidence in people and what holds them there?
Yeah. So all of this kind of stuff, all the limits that are going on definitely have roots or causes in the past. So one of the things that I would always ask you is when you have something, you're like, you know, my confidence is low. I'm afraid of rejection, whatever it is that you are feeling, right? If you ask yourself this question, as I go through my memories from the past, just think about yourself as a little one. What does this current day emotion feel like? What is this current day emotion feel like? So if you kind of tiptoe back through your memories and go, oh, this feels like, and then usually people will come up with a story. This feels like that day on the playground where nobody picked me and everybody made fun of me. And I was so humiliated that that I couldn't just play a game with my friends. Or it reminds me of that day when it was my 7th birthday and I invited all my friends and not one of them came to my party. Or it reminds me of that day. And you could go back and find those moments, right? And what that does is it tells you that if you connect the dots and follow it all the way back, the origin of today's limit lives in your history. It lives in your past, in your memories. I'll give you a great one. I'm dyslexic. And when I'm put on the spot around names, I freeze and my brain goes blank. So I asked myself this question, what does this remind me of? And I remembered in a heartbeat. And by the way, anytime you hear yourself say, well, the only thing I can think of is I don't know why I just thought of this. You know, it's important. So what I thought was, I remember in second grade, we had a spelling bee and I was very, very challenged, right, in spelling. And so my teacher knew that. She put me at the front of the line so I could get the easiest word. And she said, okay, Deb, here's your word, right? The word is I. And I'm like, how many letters is it?
One. I like I, or yes. I like the I you see with.
You got to ask one question. So I said, how many letters is it? And she said one. And so I knew what it was. I like this. I'm talking about myself. I knew what it was, but for the life of me, I could not come up with a picture of the word. My brain didn't work that way. And I stood there, sweat going down my face. My heart is pounding. My brain is blanked out and everybody is laughing because it's unbelievably simple. And so I just walked away and sat down. I just walked off and sat down because it was the most humiliating memory that I have in those early years. So to this day, when I have to introduce someone or I have to remember a name or whatever, you know, anytime I'm put on the spot, I can feel I get triggered into that emotion and I feel that freeze. So that's how your brain works. Your brain links, the neural linking is when this moment is attached to that moment. And all of a sudden, your brain, instead of just responding in the here and now, what it does is it drags you into the past and you get all the emotional triggers from the past that now you're experiencing today. And then you just repeat the pattern. So your mind goes, my mind goes blank. And, you know, now I have to laugh at it, but it hasn't been an easy journey.
No, and I can relate. I could not do a cartwheel. And my mom put me in gymnastics just so I could learn how to do a cartwheel. And I still could not do a cartwheel. I did not have that coordination.
Right. Right.
And there were girls that would laugh at me.
Right.
And tease me. So I limited myself on what I did athletically.
And you know why that is? Because the brain is always in protect and defend mode. The brain's number one assignment is to keep you out of harm's way. So whether that is physical harm, emotional harm, you know, psychological harm, it doesn't really matter. The point is the brain is working hard to protect and defend. And so basically what you learn early on is to avoid anything that could trigger that response. And then what happens is that experience follows you into adulthood. And here you are, grown woman, right? You want to engage in a sales, you know, profession, which means you got to get out in the world. You got to talk to people. But when all of a sudden you get triggered around the fear of being laughed at, all of a sudden, there you are, 7 years old, trying to do a cartwheel again. That's how the brain keeps hooking us back. And then what we do is avoid and protect and defend. We avoid getting involved in things that we really would love to do because we don't want to repeat an emotional experience that we had from the past.
And that really leads to having self-confidence, not just in that one area of life, but it can overflow to all areas.
Yeah, absolutely.
So share with us a little bit about what we can do to step out of that comfort zone.
So one of the tools I love is I take my right hand and I tap my chest. I just pat my chest so that I'm anchoring in this statement, which is, this is now. When I feel the fear, this is now. Then I put my left hand out to the left and with my hand up, like I'm stopping somebody from coming up. And I say, that was then, this is now. Tap your chest. That was then, this is now. And what we're doing is we are demonstrating to the mind that we can separate out the that then experience and the this is now experience. And when I'm feeling the fear and the anxiety, man, I will do that 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. That was then, this is now. That was then, this is now. That was then, this is now. Until I get a little breathing space, until I get a little room, right? And in that room, you know, that little bit of space there where I'm not being strangled by my fear, then I can begin a little bit of self-talk. That's the moment when I can say, you got this, Erickson. I always use my last name because that's what my coach did. You got this, Erickson. You're amazing. You're unstoppable. You've done this a million times. This is no big deal. So what I'm doing is I'm laying out a path to go in the opposite direction. So sometimes what I will literally do is stop that. That was then, this is now. And then I will pivot. I'll turn my body in the opposite direction. So off to the right, I'll turn it in the opposite direction and remind myself who I am and what I'm capable of doing so that I'm looking literally in a new direction. And so what we're doing is we're modeling for the brain how to behave in these moments. That was in, my hand is stopping that energy and tapping my chest. This is now. And then I turn my entire body away because that's the moment that I can speak something new into my mind and hear it. I can't hear it when I'm terrified of being humiliated and I'm running from the fear, right? When you're in that energy, you are held captive. So you really have to be able to do what this is called a pattern interrupt. We're going to interrupt that pattern and then we're going to turn and introduce a new focus.
I love that because so many times that fear that was then is keeping us from being able to move forward and do what we need,
right?
Or what we want to do,
right?
Not even what we need to do, but what we really want to do. And for some people, that's start their own business. for other people, it's grow the business that they already have.
Right.
Or even just if it's not business, being more active in their community in helping to support charitable organizations. I love your institute for so many different reasons. And as an entrepreneur myself, I always knew that I could build a business. Didn't know how.
Yeah.
I always knew that I could. And I worked with big corporations. I loved the interaction that I got with each of them. I loved the success. I loved the fact that I had learned what I did because I'm a sponge. I'm a complete sponge. I have some dyslexia as well, but I was a visual learner. I'm a hands-on learner. And when I could take that, I was able to start training other people.
Yeah.
In that. And I'm like, you know, if I can do that for somebody else, why can't I do that for myself and build my own organization, my own team?
Yeah.
Where I don't have to be to work 6 to 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah. I even worked night shift sometimes.
Yeah.
Where it was that 10 to 6 shift.
Yeah.
With your program, you have different memberships. People can come in. You've got a free course that people can plug into. You have the silver, gold, platinum memberships. Mm-hmm. I love my gold membership.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Because the courses that you have within that have helped me build, but most importantly, they helped me start.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've designed it actually, you know, being an educator, what I had to ask myself all the time is, what's the difference between a trainer and a teacher? And a trainer is someone usually that stands in the front of the room, you know, points at the PowerPoint, tells you, here's the list of things, now go do it. So they tell, right? An educator demonstrates, walks beside you, gives you specific and individualized feedback. And that's who I am. I'm the educator. So what I wanted to do was to build a system that matched the way adults learn, right? And here's how we learn. First, we gotta understand or see a big picture. So there's training so that you can kind of understand how your mind works and why you're stuck. And then there are the neural tools. So the neural tools get out with you in the middle of your day and at night, right? And whenever you are getting stuck, they're there for you. The neural tools allow you to get out and do it. Do it with me as your guide. And then you come back and there are follow-up sessions, right? Live coaching, live group sessions, Facebook groups that you can raise your hand, ask a question. People are getting coaching. And this is the place for you to kind of apply the real world knowledge. And then we do it again. You know, more education, more doing it, more living it, more education. And so this is really the process and the way people learn. With that being said, that's kind of how we structured it. So yes, there are all kinds of classes about, it's called I Can Start, which is a goal setting, and classes on selling and recruiting. Everything comes from the mindset perspective, abundance, you know, building a business online, with the idea being, guys, it doesn't really matter where you get the strategies. Somebody's teaching you a strategy, how to do something. The real question is, are you doing it? What I find all the time is people say to me, well, my company says how to do things. He's teaching me the how. And my upline is teaching me the how. And I come in and say, okay, and are you doing it? And when people say, no, I'm not, or I'm not doing enough of it, what I know is there's a mindset block there. And so that's really what the system is built for, is for people to come in and find the right membership that gives them support at the right level.
And that's it. You meet people where they're at. And that's geared more towards people who are in business, whether it's direct sales or brick and mortar business. I think that it applies to both of them, from what I've experienced. And because you even go into online marketing. And right now in today's times, people are not getting out and doing the things that they used to do and going to businesses and going and interacting with people, that they're doing so much more online. Yes. So that portion of the course of the membership is crucial.
Right.
One thing that you have come up with just recently, and you and your team, person that you have that's developing and putting together your websites and your apps, is just absolutely fantastic. You've come up with an app called I Can Mind and Body. Mm-hmm. I Can Mind and Body. And it is mind power daily support and tools for physical and mental transformations. Now, this is for people that are not in business, anyone can benefit from this.
Yeah. It's really to support people on a wellness journey. So if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to reduce stress, if you're trying to increase energy or your focus or tone your body, I don't care what the goal is for your wellness journey, what this app and what these tools are going to do is keep you engaged with whatever process you've chosen. So some people are trying to lose weight and they've got shakes. And another person is, you know, trying to build muscle and they've got a gym membership. And somebody else is saying, I just want to feel good. And so I'm going to get out and do a walking program. Or somebody else is saying, I just want to eat cleaner. It really doesn't matter what system you've chosen. What this app does is keep you engaged in your system, in your choices. Because that's where the challenge is, isn't it? People say, I want to lose weight. I'm going to do this diet. And they last 3 days, right? And so what we want to do is we want to look at, okay, what are the trigger points? What are the behaviors? What are the cravings? You know, why did you give up so quickly? What ceiling did you bump up against? And where are the limiting beliefs? And as we uncover all of those things, what happens is you just really make peace with your body. You make peace with your soul, with yourself. And you say, I love me. I love my body. And mostly this is the big one, is that you are learning that when you are the boss of your mind, right? When you tell yourself, this is what I'm going to think. This is what I'm going to believe. This is how I'm going to see the world. Your body will follow. The body follows the mind. So any weight loss program or wellness program that you decide and commit to get involved in, I'm going to tell you this, 99% of people who try to lose weight, we'll just take that as a number, right? 99% of those people fail. Now, 95% fail right off the bat. They don't ever hit the goal. And so that other 5% hits the goal. But out of that 5% hits a goal, right? Only 1% can maintain it. So what we've got is a 99% failure rate. And just in the US alone, right? 2/3 of Americans are identified as overweight or obese. So we know we have a health challenge. We are spending billions. I think the numbers in the US alone is something like $65 billion. On wellness products, and we've got a 99% failure rate. What does that tell you, right? It is mindset, because your mindset is first and foremost, it's the beginning of everything, which means you're either sabotaging yourself right out of the gate, or you're the boss of your mind and you are making the best choices for your wellness, you know, experience. So yeah, it's a brand new app. A walk beside you with the tools and daily power-ups and training and all those great resources. And people can try it free for 14 days. So that's my favorite part of all of this is, you know, I can tell you all the amazing experiences you're going to have, but just go try it free, because that's how you know. That's how you know if this is going to work for you, is just get there and try it out for yourself free for the first 14 days before you ever, you know, pay a dime.
And for my people, my listeners, I have teamed up with one of my very good friends, and we're going to offer you 50% off the monthly fee. So make sure that you go to my website, betterbythemintelife.com, and click on the air. You'll see the guests. You'll see the beautiful picture of Ms. Deb Erickson here, and be able to find more information about that. Now, Deb, one thing that I have found, there are so many people that do a weight loss program, and this is something that's really led to my success as well, is people, they look at you, or they'll look at some people that are perfect Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
They never had a weight issue.
Yeah.
I myself, from my highest, I am down 90 pounds.
Mm. Wow.
And I know you also have a story that is absolutely incredible. So we're taking information of real life experiences where we can relate.
Right. Right. I'm that person that I was trying to calculate it all up this morning, actually. And I was thinking, I think I've lost a total of 600 or 700 pounds over the years because I just put it right back on. So I'd lose 40 and gain 50, and I'd lose 30 and gain 40. And, you know, when you think about that yo-yo experience, and it drives me batty. It's like, why couldn't, if I could lose it, why couldn't I maintain it? I was doing a short little, a short little session this morning. It was like, you know, losing weight is actually pretty easy. You just stop eating and work out and you will drop the weight. But keeping it off, now that is the challenge, because you got to be loving your body. You got to be nurturing your body. You got to be taking good care, making good choices. Otherwise, your body just goes, nope, and puts it all right back on. You're exactly right. You guys are getting information from people who have been where you are or where you have been. There is just nothing more powerful than finding somebody like Becca and having her be your coach. So, wow, you know, what an amazing job you do.
I love my job, and it's part of my passion because I was so sick, and to be able to find health and wellness and be able to lose. And I don't like the word lose because I don't ever want to find it again. Yeah. And with your program and with my program has been a perfect marriage because we're looking at underlying causes physically and mentally.
Yeah.
Folks, I can't encourage you enough to go to my website and get more information about this program and Deb. And if you're in business and you feel like you hit this brick wall and there's just that missing link, you know it's out there. Well, folks, you found it. You have found the missing link that is going to help to break through barriers that have kept you from moving forward in life, in business, that then teaches you to set goals. Mm-hmm. And not just set goals, but to create the momentum of ease and flow for long-term success.
Absolutely.
So Deb, let's go back to those neuro tools. I mean, you are a neuro tool master.
Yeah.
And that is one thing that you have used to assist so many people in overcoming. Now, not all neuro tools are created equal.
Right.
So share with us a little bit about differences between neuro tools. And what are some of the types of neuro tools?
One of my favorite neuro tools is called a binaural. And a binaural neuro tool is where I've recorded a message on the, it's stereo system, right? On the right track. So if you have earbuds in, you can hear me in your right ear. And then there's a voice on the left track, which is going in the left ear. They're on top of each other. And it's really funny because when people first start listening to any of the binaurals, they usually text me back and go, Deb, there's something wrong with this recording. And then they kind of laugh and they're like, oh, you meant it to be this way. So one message is an I am message. I am amazing. I'm unstoppable. I can get this done, right? I can, I will. And so it's I focused. Those are affirmations. And then the other one is coming from the you, and I call it from the loving other. So these are messages that you should have gotten from a loving, nurturing parent or grandparent, right? These are the messages of you are incredible. You are unstoppable. You are going to change the world. You. So it's you. It's the speaking this truth from a you perspective. So when we get them both going at the same time, right? What's happening is your brain is freaking out because it's competing and your conscious mind can only focus on one thing at a time. So depending on which voice you pick, the I am or the you are, it doesn't really matter, but whichever one you're focused on, guess what? If you're trying to block it or judge it and you're going, oh, you are not, that's not true. I'm not that. If you got a critical voice in your head, you are blocking one voice while the other one is seeping in. And so what's happening is we are literally reprogramming the subconscious mind by tricking or confusing the conscious mind. And I love this tool because it truly, what happens is if you sit and listen, there's always music in the background. The music helps to lower your brainwave frequency, which opens up your mind. So if you sit and listen to binaurals, there's this beautiful kind of dance between the voices and between the messaging. The binaurals to this day, they always make me cry. And what I know is that means is that it's the message I needed to hear. And I don't usually know which one it is. Did I need to hear the loving other or did I need to hear the I am? But the point is both are present, both are getting in, both are in your energy. So I love binaurals. I love to use those during the day while I'm doing something that I don't have to focus. So if I'm going for a run or cooking dinner, it's a great time for those. Then there are nighttime retraining tools, and those have, it's like 60 minutes long. It's got great music that'll put you to sleep. And the messages are a little bit of everything. Some I am, some you are. Some of it is relaxation, affirmations, visualizations, a little bit of everything, with the idea that we are calming the conscious mind. And there's a point as your beta wave frequencies go down into alpha and into theta, the slower your brain goes, the more it opens. And so these are designed to speak to the subconscious, which is really the powerhouse of what drives your life. And then there are those conscious tools like a stop sign, right? I've got this fabulous little stop sign that you can like bring it up anytime in your face and say, stop, stop, stop. I'm not going down that path. That was then, this is now, you know, I'm pivoting. There are upbeat kinds of set the tone neuro tools that are just like the one I love most is I'm the boss of my body. I turn that on every single morning. It's only 4 minutes long, but there's upbeat music. The message is powerful. And I just put that on repeat. And I just play that, you know, while I'm doing my makeup, while I'm going through my morning routine. And I start my day feeling like a million bucks.
That is absolutely fantastic. I love the neural tools. And I truly hope that our listeners were conscious enough to be able to hear something in this evening's message that really speaks to them. Mm. And if it's in the subconscious, I pray that it shows itself quickly, because yep, there is so much that we can do as empowered individuals to take control of our lives and be difference makers, change makers, lights.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's so many positive words that we can use to help us in claiming our place here in our communities. Well, Deb, thank you so much for being here with us on Better by the Minute Live with Becca. KSCO 1080 AM listeners, have a fabulous night. Bye for now.